The Tigers sweep their Colorado colleagues while the Fighting Hawks remain number one. Western continues to roll, and the action is heating up leading into the NCHC Frozen Faceoff. Those stories and more coming your way next on the NCHC Radio Show.
College hockey fans, the home conference to the last four national champions returns to Xcel Energy Center and the state of hockey this March. Four NCHC teams will compete for a championship at the 2020 NCHC Frozen Faceoff, March 20th and 21st. Don't miss a moment of the action.
Two-game single-session tickets start at just $35. Purchase your NCHC Frozen Faceoff tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. In for Jim Rich, I'm Kevin Falmas, and welcome to the NCHC Radio Show. Last weekend, it's a little slower for league action, but that doesn't mean there wasn't plenty of important hockey being played, including in Grand Forks. That's where the number one Fighting Hawks hosted DU for a pair. Friday night, the Hawks scored twice in the second period, and that was enough to seal the victory, as described by Tim Hennessy on the Fighting Hawks radio network.
Whack to the side of the net, loose puck and a goal! By Adams, misplayed by Cooley at the goal, and it rolled past him, and Adams was standing there with a wide open net to make it 3-1.
Colin Adams gets it. He'd assist on the fourth goal as well. That came midway through the third, and the Fighting Hawks skate to a 4-1 victory. The very next night, it was Adams again, this time with the eventual winner in the second.
Kirsten around for mismatch. Played it out for Bernard Docker, quickly on the left. Here's Kawaguchi looking near side. Adams shoots and scores! How about that play? Kirstad to Kawaguchi to Adams for the one-timer. Second of the weekend, 10th of the year, 2-0 UND.
Colin Adams, the NCHC forward of the week, scores in a 3-1 victory as the Hawks sweep the weekend from DU and finish the season series against the Pioneers at 3-0-1. The win improves North Dakota to 16-1-0 at Ralph Engelstad Arena this season and also increases UND's hold on first place in the NCHC with 46 points. That's 8 points clear of Duluth. They've locked up home ice for the NCHC quarterfinals and remain the unanimous number one this week in the USCHO.com poll. To stay there, they'll need a big weekend in St. Cloud, as that's where Bradbury and UND will meet up with the Huskies.
They always have good offense, but they're playing very good defensively right now, and we're going to have to be ready for a team that's, you know, we were in their spot last year. They're in fifth place right now, only a few points behind Denver, right on their heels. They're fighting for home ice, and again, we know that we had urgency in our game last year to try to get that home ice advantage, and we just fell a little bit short, but they're going to be fighting for that home ice, so again, we're playing against a team that's playing very well right now.
Western Michigan and Miami met up in the other conference action last weekend. It was in Oxford, Ohio, and Friday night they skated to a 2-2 tie, but there was an extra point to be had.
As Gordy Green back up ice, Cam Lee, the defenseman. Gordy Green looking to circle up, plays it right out front, and deflected into the net, and score! I think Gordy Green just played it off the back of Busty, and with that, the Redhawks will gain the extra point in a 3-on-3 overtime.
That's how it sounded from Greg Waddell on the Miami IMG Sports Network. But in the rematch, that came on Saturday night, the Broncos pulled away in the second.
Lee spins away in the high slot. Goal, Broncos! The goaltender didn't know it was in until it was in for a full second. He was completely blinded by the traffic in front, and the Broncos take advantage of the goal by Cam Lee.
Corey Lee, the call on the Broncos radio network. Cam Lee, the eventual winner, as Western scores 3 unanswered goals, and they skate to a 4-1 win. The Broncos are now 8-1-1 in their last 10 games, and are now third in the standings, 4 points clear of DU. This weekend, the Broncos schedule toughens as they host second-place Minnesota Duluth. They remain fourth in both national polls after a weekend off. It's a matchup that Western defenseman Matias Samuelson looks forward to as the Broncos match up well with the two-time defending national champs.
You know, they're obviously a good team, and they're competing every game to win, the same as everyone else, and they've had success over the last couple of years, and that's where we want to be. So, yeah, it's just always a battle.
Friday's series opener is on national TV on CBS Sports Network. In Colorado Springs last weekend, Colorado College had a great weekend of fun taking on the Air Force Falcons. CC took game one at World Arena by a 6-2 final, but the rematch was outdoors at Falcon Stadium in front of an announced crowd of 7,178. The rematch belonged to the Tigers and their high-flying captain.
Puck comes right out in front, redirected, Cruikshank!
Here is Cruikshank. His shot stopped. He gets his own rebound. He shoots and scores. Captain Crook.
The other way. The puck goes in. Empty net goal for the Tigers. Grant Cruikshank gets the empty netter.
That's Ken Landau, the call, as Grant Cruikshank nets his first career hat trick in a 4-2 victory. In a game, Cruikshank says he won't forget soon.
Yeah, it was incredible, especially just growing up in Wisconsin, playing on lakes and ponds. Every winter is... you know, I'm a little bit used to it, but to play outdoors, you know, at Air Force and in front of tons of family and friends was definitely something special. And to walk away with a win is icing on the cake.
The Tigers are at Omaha this weekend. And don't forget, we're inching closer to the 2020 NCHC Frozen Faceoff. That's coming up March 20th and 21st at XL Energy Center in St. Paul, Minnesota. Get your tickets today at the XL Energy Center box office or log on to Ticketmaster.com. That's it for this week. I'm Kevin Falmas, and this has been the NCHC Radio Show.